Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the new moon that's coming up on February 9th, 2024. So we're going to take a look at each life path number to see what energies may surface around this illumination and see how to best work with them. Of course, before we do that, just want to mention that this is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading where we take a look at your own personal numerology, I would love to work with you. You can book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. All right, let's get into it. Life path number three. So you all are going to be working with the energy of the four and black swan for this new moon. So this is really interesting. A couple of things I want to say about the four. First and foremost, I would say anything that you start under this new moon, and of course it's a new moon, so you will likely feel sort of pushed to initiate or plant new seeds or, you know, have new ideas or inspirations at this time. The four is going to ask you to commit to whatever this is and to understand that it will likely take time and patience. So whatever it is that you start under this energy is not something you will likely see instant gratification from or instantaneous rewards. You'll have to commit to it, continue to show up to it, and persevere, right? And there could be several roadblocks along the way that you'll have to overcome. But that process is pushing you to make sure that you pay attention to the finer details and that you don't rush through whatever this is, that you take your time, that you have some kind of a system in place, some kind of strategy in place in order to achieve whatever this is. And of course, three is typically a very creative energy, right? And so for you all, it's not unlikely that you're working on something or having new ideas or dreaming about something. And so the four, it says, okay, let's take those big dreams and let's get serious about them. Let's make them happen step by step so that we're building a strong foundation and so that they're sustainable, whatever that might be. And it can also be around relationships. I mean, it can be around anything because this is a general reading. But there's definitely something here that's saying, okay, we're going to have to take our time and make sure that whatever this is done well, right? The other thing I would say with this four energy, especially because you have Black Swan coming through, there may be something here that has to do with your very core. So like your core emotions, your core belief systems, your core, like, the truth of who you are. When we're working with a four cycle, it can sometimes really truly get to the core of who we are, right? So what I mean by that is if we're dealing with emotions and now working with Black Swan energy, this can be about healing, about working through some kind of deeper wounding, working through the shadow self. With four energy, this can be an incredibly deep emotional energy to work with. It's incredibly practical and all of, and hardworking and all of those things, but it's also incredibly intuitive and deeply emotional. And so you could find at this time that things from early childhood surface, that any areas within your home life where there are cracks in the foundation could come to the forefront at this time. Any belief systems that are old or not working for you anymore could come to the surface to be worked through at this time to shift. The four energy, it really works towards a solid foundation for structure, security, safety, etc., and sustainability. All of the S's. And Black Swan is saying, we are going to take a deep dive. If you think about swans, they dive deep into the pond to get their nutrients, and they can stay underwater for a good period of time. And so there's something here about, again, early childhood, some kind of trauma, some kind of faulty belief system, something that's holding you back and something that you have not moved through or that you've been avoiding, that this new moon could likely bring to the surface to be felt and dealt with and transmuted and worked through. And that's the beauty of the four. It forces us to step by step work through something so that the finished product, whatever that may be, is solid, is good, is sustainable. So if there's some kind of emotional something or other that you need to work through, that will likely come to the surface, and you need to work through it, right? This is the time, this is why it's coming to the surface, is to be dealt with. So the other thing I would say about the four energy is to not be too rigid, to, you know, think outside the box, to do things a little bit differently. Although I don't really think that's necessarily a concern for threes, again, because threes are typically a little bit more creative and usually think outside the box. So for you all, it may have push you more towards some kind of procedure or system, right? Getting very organized and making sure that it's whatever it is dealt with in a way that is not rushing through it. So whatever that might mean for you. And again, I'm really drawn to like deeper emotions because of this black swan energy, and because with four energy, typically because it's such a solution focused energy, the emotions can sometimes be bypassed with that energy, especially if you have it in certain placements in your chart. But for a cycle, it's really, I think, especially coupled with black swan, I'm going to be pushing you to face your emotions and really feel your emotions and work through anything that comes up for you, right? Sometimes we think we've worked through something and then it hits us in the face and we're like, wow, I guess I haven't worked through that. And, you know, we just work through it as it comes up. We don't have to, you know, dig deep to find something. It'll, whatever it is that you need to work through or face or sit with will present itself to you. So big energy, this can feel a little bit more serious. Sometimes the four brings that seriousness, but it's only to sort of get us to slow down, to pay attention to the details, to make sure that we are not rushing through something that could just bite us in the butt later. So interesting energies for you all threes, but I think it'll be, it has the power to be transformative. So use it how you see fit. All right, take care. Bye for now.